This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 803, Hardy in this morning, and listen on the 98.5 Sports Hub app. You can take us everywhere you go. Also, you can listen your home or office on your smart speaker. Just say play 98.5 the Sports Hub. That's all you got to do. Say play 98.5 Sports Hub, and you'll be all set. Okay, so you are a member of a gym, John.
Yes.
Hardy, you are not. So are you just
I go to the Y. But okay. I wouldn't call that a gym.
All right. Well, the Y definitely counts.
Okay.
You know, whenever I go to the Y, it's like, because there's one down the street, but every time, and they have gyms and everything like that. But every time I go, it is basically old men and kids doing karate.
Yeah. I mean, it's there for the swimming occasionally, like on the stair thing or the treadmill. They're sure. Really nice, but
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm going to the gym again today. No, that's not my
What does it cost to work out at the Y?
Oh, we do a family membership. It's unbelievable deal. Plus, the Y's that we go to, the one in Hyde Park, the Thomas Menino Y, and the one in West Roxbury, they're really nice.
Okay. See, I go to the Chinatown Y, and it's all kids doing karate. It's like a young, old, and swimming lessons.
I will say nothing.
It's swimming lessons and people doing, and like the karate lessons every time I go.
At the Chinatown Y.
Yes, at the Chinatown
shocking.
Y.
Shocking. Okay.
When right. I go there, but that it seems like that's all I see when it goes there. The treadmills, you know, they're in use and, you know, it's all old people pretty much. But it is inexpensive. Me, I do the a la carte thing at the old boot camp. I go to the boot camp.
Nice.
The old Barry's boot camp, which is basically the haunted house equivalent of a gym where they keep you waiting outside. And then they say, all right, everybody in the gym. And you go in. It's like this dark lights and everyone looks like there's this red spotlight that's on every treadmill. And they yell at you for an hour and then you leave. That's just because I'm not disciplined enough to know what I'm doing in a gym. I need someone yelling at me and telling me what to do. However, there is a guy who I just said, you know what? I'm going to take the advertising for its word, and I'm going to go have a great time over at the Planet Fitness in, is it Plaistow, New Hampshire? Am I pronouncing it?
Plaistow.
Is it Plaistow?
Yes.
Okay, New Hampshire. How far away is that from the border? How far away is that from us?
I do not know.
Okay, hopefully fairly. It's right over the border.
Yeah, it's,
okay.
It's not far at all. Well, the guy's from Haverhill.
Yeah, he is. That's right. So,
yeah,
so why he was in New Hampshire?
It's pretty close.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's right. Haverhill's right there at the border. So you've got right across the border. You've got a Planet Fitness, and a news story came out yesterday. Let's take a listen.
A naked man walking around the gym, exercising on some of the machines, then going into the women's locker room before coming out and ending up in a yoga pose before being arrested.
Pretty strange. Not something you see in a gym every day.
This was anything but routine.
I was like, is this candid camera? You know, I was like, what is going on here? This is bizarre.
A witness who didn't want to be identified tells us he was on the stationary bike in the Plaistow, New Hampshire Planet Fitness when a naked man walked by casually.
And I look up and I did a double take. This guy just walked right by me completely naked. I'm like, wow, that's something you don't see every day.
The witness snapped these pictures. Plaistow police say the nude gym goer is 34-year-old Eric Stagno of Haverhill, accused of walking in, stripping down at the door, and calmly strutting around the gym.
Then he walked over to the where people stretch, and people just were like, you know, getting away from him and everything, like he had the plague. And then he walked by me again. And started, like, using the machines to work out.
Police say Stagno finally settled down on a mat in what they describe as a yoga-like position. That's when officers arrived and Stagno made a reference to the Planet Fitness slogan.
And as they were walking him out, he actually did say, I thought this was a judgment-free zone. The comment made everything. Even the police were laughing.
A judgment-free zone, but turns out not clothing-free. Stagno was handcuffed in the buff and arrested.
I'm glad I took the day off.
Some gym members feeling lucky they weren't here to witness it.
Glad I wasn't here for it, for sure.
I mean, I thought it was a judgment-free zone as the line of the year. I mean, that dude, like, I don't care who you are and how offended you are this guy's walking around naked. You got to be busting your ass. I'm just laughing your ass off if he says that. And you know what? I wonder if, this is going to sound strange, I wonder if that is a decent defense in court.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
I wonder if there's any kind of way that he could get off on charges, because all over the advertising, it says it's a judgment-free zone.
Well, what are the charges exactly?
Well, I mean, probably you can't.
Indecent exposure?
Indecent exposure.
I would say,
okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's right. any kind of way, because, I mean, obviously, we all know that it's wildly illegal to walk around naked in public, so maybe they're just saying, well, listen, you know, it's assumed that you can't do that.
That defense kind of falls apart, though, when you go into court and is that a judgment?
Or well, you can't enter the women's room. That's right.
This is a judgment rampant zone. You're in a court. And
a lot of
judgments
here.
I am a judge.
Like, could you stab someone like in the eye? Judgment-free zone.
The judgment-free zone essentially ends when you enter these doors.
Well, I mean,
Eric.
I do know that you know he's not unlike, except for he left. Have you ever been in a locker room before, like the men's locker room, where there's just the old dudes hanging around who refuse to put their pants on?
Yep.
Oh, I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know what it is about. Once you hit a certain age, it's like you just have this desire and urge to stand around the men's locker room with no pants on for 30, 40 minutes, just scratching your back. And meanwhile, it's just like, I just carrying on conversations with people while the Laffy Taffys are rolling and you don't give a damn about even putting a towel on. What is it about, hitting, like, I don't know, maybe it's like 70, where you just want to show the world what you got?
Yeah, and while you don't like being around that, the other gym that I ever went to with on any kind of regularity was Equinox in the Back Bay.
Yeah.
And my friend Paul's a trainer there. And after I had like really bad back, he's like, dude, I can get you, you know, functioning again. I'm like, okay. So I started going to see him. And when you go to a gym like that, as opposed to like the old dudes walking around naked all the time, you have a lot of like 20-somethings, young, urban, rich. And those guys are like the opposite of like the old, out-of-shape guy who doesn't care. These guys also don't care so much, but you feel bad about yourself in a way that you've never felt before.
Oh.
You're just walking around like, oh, I don't belong here.
How about people
why don't
using
you go back out there and do your flying pull-ups some more and make me feel like a bigger waste of humanity?
You know what freaks me out? Are people who use their cell phones in the locker room? I mean, they'll just be holding it up, looking at stuff, and like, I don't know if they're recording me. I don't know if they're filming me.
Yeah, if you want to make Rich stroke out, bring an Alexa into the locker room.
Without a doubt. Let's go to Jim on line one. All right, now the calls are lining up with strange things they've seen at the gym. Jim, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey guys,
hey.
I also attend the Judgment Free Zone, and they on the target machines, they have the screens there. I have no idea how we actually got it up on the screen, but a guy in front of me in one of the rows is legitimately watching porn at the gym.
What?
And cycling between that and something else. I have no idea how he got it up on the actual screen, but yeah.
No,
I was behind him for about 45 minutes.
Because I also am a member of the Judgment Free Zone. That's like a download. That's something you plug in and play on the screen in front of you when you're on the treadmill.
So hang on, Jimmy. So he's running on the treadmill and on the screen, he's just watching porn.
Well, I'm an elliptical man myself. So in front of me was another elliptical. And he's on the elliptical just kind of doing his thing. And I'm in amazement watching it.
That's a guy who downloaded it at home and brought it with him.
So that's how it works.
That's how it works. Right. Yes.
There's not like an internet connection where you can just like dial it up. All right, let's go to Kevin. Kevin, on line three, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, men.
What's up, Kevin?
I just wanted to say I'm 65 years old, mm-hmm. and on behalf of senior citizens everywhere, we do not walk around with our junk hanging out.
Yes, you do.
I walk out in the YMCA. Well, there might be a couple of old perms, but most of us cover up. We're pretty discreet. So,
no, you're not.
I'm speaking for your dads as well, so let's just leave it there. Okay?
You're not.
I could have seen my dad as one of those type
you're not,
of guys,
you're
too.
Not modest.
Listen, my dad had no shame. My dad would walk around the house in his tighty-whities, and like, oh, man, it was great. like there was always this dance he would do every night, and that was to adjust the thermostat. I don't care what it was, he would adjust the thermostat 3-4 times a night, and you knew he was doing it because the dude would just scratch himself, and there was something about the acoustics between his hand and his leg and the hallway that made it sound like, we called him the scratch monster, because it sounded like there was a monster outside your door. You could hear it, and it would wake you up in your sleep.
Back to the guy on the elliptical who was, you know, going shuttling back and forth between porn and something else. Porn is not something that you channel flip through. You watch it until, you know, something is complete.
It reaches its inevitable conclusion.
You don't put on Shawshank Redemption on TNT.
Right.
And then flip over to catch, like, oh, we're back
from Busters 4. No, I understand.
It's like you're watching the ball game. Now I'm going to go watch a little bit of On Golden Blonde. No, you really...
cinematic classic.
You stick on that for about 10, 15 minutes, whatever
first one
it takes.
I ever saw.
And then you go on to something completely different.
All right.
There's no going back and forth.
I can't believe you brought that movie.
We got a bunch of great calls here. We got a break. 617-779-0985. The strange things that you've seen in the gym, and there's some epic ones. We had the guy who just came in and he thought it was a judgment-free zone, so he started walking around naked over there at the Planet Fitness up in New Hampshire, and then you got a guy just watching porn on his elliptical.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm just hoping he doesn't come back.
People working out at Planet Fitness in Plaistow, New Hampshire tonight talking about the man who took it all off. And we're not talking pounds.
It's a judgment-free zone, right? That's what he said, right?
Well, I just moved out here, so this is a live-free-or-die state, right?
Pushing the envelope of good taste and the law, the staff telling police, 34-year-old Eric Stagno of Haverhill came in and took his clothes off. He was in a yoga pose when police arrived.
To me, it's like, what did you smoke before you came to the gym? I don't think you should be at the gym naked.
That's not right at all. Why would you do that? People are uncomfortable. Make you uncomfortable. That's weird.
Playing off the Planet Fitness tagline, Stagno telling police he thought it was a judgment-free zone.
Definitely not. Come on, you can't be naked in front of people.
A marketing campaign that generally refers to a member's physical conditioning, not their gym attire or lack thereof. Stagno, who's not a member in Plaistow, was arrested without incident, not a second too soon.
You shouldn't put people at a discomfort or make them feel weird going in there.
If I have the good sense to put my clothes on before I come to the gym, then so should he.
The 98.5 Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. That story you just heard, I mean, obviously that's something that's getting a lot of play this morning, but we had people call in strange things they've seen in the gym, and one guy said that somebody on the elliptical in front of him was watching porn, and Wallach was talking about, this guy had to download it and then bring it in, and we started getting a bunch of tweets. Of course Wallach knows how to download porn in the gym. Those mysterious tweets don't seem so mysterious anymore. They were the ones from back in the day.
Makes a lot of sense.
Wallach sounds way too informed on how to watch porn.
Hardy's On
gym.
Golden Blonde reference was pure poetry. It really was.
It also reminds me of one of Zoe's favorite stories about a teammate of his named, and Wallach, you probably remember this guy, Jim Druckenmiller,
yeah, quarterback, yes.
Right, I think he was a first rounder, wasn't he?
Oh, was he Virginia Tech? I think he was Virginia Tech. Yes. Dumb as a doornail. But I remember him.
Zoe was on a team flight with him, and, you know, this is like the, you know, laptop's infancy, and Druckenmiller had figured out you could watch porn on it, and this is on a flight with, like, flight attendants.
Sure.
And people walking by, it's like, oh, look at this! Zoe, give me it! Like, dude, put it... It's Zoe telling you to calm down.
Then you have a problem, if that's the case.
Yes, and behave appropriately.
All right, let's go to Evan on line two. Evan, what's up, man? You are on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
What's happening? So I was a maintenance guy at a health club for a couple of years, and, I mean, some of the stuff I've seen, I saw a guy brush his teeth in his tighty-whities, go into the shower with them on, come back out, take the tighty-whities off, and then scrub them with his toothbrush.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh, man. I think we should stop there.
Yeah,
I don't
think
we can top that one. No, it's
Let's go to Mark online. I mean, that's just...
Oh, it's nasty.
That's an insane man.
Oh.
Like, that's a man that actually needs to be checked on. All right, let's go to Mark online four. Mark, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey.
So I live in Haverhill for a little bit, and Haverhill is right next to Plastow. And the setup at this gym was such that, like, the treadmills and the bikes were kind of you were kind of facing them when you're using some of the equipment. And I'm sitting there doing, like, whatever, a back exercise or whatever. And I look up, and there's a senior citizen who's on a bike, and he's got some of those old-school, like, 80s shorts on, tight, short. Mm. And his wanker is just hanging out in all its glory. And I'm not talking like a little peekaboo. Like, it was fully hanging out, just, like, flapping in the wind.
he just doesn't care. Oh, like, he's just lost all sense of feeling and shame. Like, at some point, it's just, I'm sure you're, you know, things, you know, they kind of droop so much, it just doesn't even feel like part of your body anymore. On top of that, even if he knew it, he's probably like, screw it, who cares anymore? I got nothing to live for. Let's go
gotta
to...
Gotta ride the stationary at that point, because if that gets caught in the spokes, then you got real problems.
See, that would not be good. All right. 617-779-0985. Jeff on line six. Jeff, you're on Touch Road, Reg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good.
So 20 years ago, my buddy Jimmy and I go to a gym in Beverly, and there's this guy there, and he's jacked, black hair, beard, and every time he picks up the weights, he roars like the Hulk. He goes, rawr, rawr, drops the weights, drops them dramatically, and then he starts talking, and his voice is as high as Mr. Bill. He's like, yeah, guys, so I put the 45. We're standing next to him. Like, you couldn't stop from laughing, but you were so afraid that he was going to beat the crap out of you once you walked out of the gym. It was terrible. And everybody in the gym had the same face on, like they were trying to keep from hilariously losing it when this guy started talking.
Yeah, he went from Hulk to Chipmunk in one left. All right, let's go to, all these are good. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, so this is funny. This happened about a week ago, so I can't believe this story happened. I've got a Planet Fitness story. So, side note, I hate Planet Fitness.
Wherever it is. So what ended up happening?
So, I went into one in Stoughton, and it was on a pinch. I don't have a membership there, but I needed to get a gym workout in. So, I went in there, and I got a day pass. And I had a gallon bottle of water with me, actually. And I had a feeling when I walked in there that they were going to say something to me about it. I don't know why, but I did. And when I walked up to the front desk, I paid for the day pass, and the girl said to me, hey, you can't bring that gallon jug of water out there on the floor. It's very offensive, and, you know, people are going to be offended by it. And I try to be a rule follower, man. I really do. But you know what? Something came over me, and I felt like kind of being a dink. So I walked over to the – she said I had to keep the bottle of the gallon off the floor on the side crate. So I walked over to the side crates, and I pulled a Triple H. I opened my gallon up, and I started drinking some of the water, and I dumped about half the gallon of water over my head, and I kind of did, like, the shaking, you know what I mean? Like, head shaking, like I got ready to go into the gym.
Can I say right now, I'm already Team Planet Fitness on this one.
I was thinking the same thing. You're the hole in the story.
Yeah, exactly.
God, you are the worst.
But I do want to hear
I need to bring enough water in for 2 days. For a 30-minute workout, and I'm going to bitch about it, and I'm going to try and ruin someone's day and make a big mess that somebody else has to clean up.
Okay, by the way, real quick, I do want to say this.
You are insufferable.
I know. It's like, hey, who's the bad guy in this? I'm seeing on the news, they're showing this guy who was walking around naked in Planet Fitness, and it looks like when somebody posts a picture of Sasquatch, like a Bigfoot sighting, and they got him all blurred, and he's just hunched over, and is he 34? He is an old 34. Like, the dude just look, I mean, he's got like long hair and his body's all mangled. He's up there just like walking through. And of course, everyone's trying to show the picture, but they blur out like this gigantic space. Let's go to, by the way, this is a pretty good tweet. This is last week. Hang on. Where is it? Oh yeah. I saw one naked old guy smash his rear end to another naked old guy's head in the locker room while he's putting on socks, and a fight broke out. It was disturbing. Oh, I could totally see that happening. Let's go to Steve. Steve on line three. Steve, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, first off, no one needs to bring a gallon of water to the gym. No one drinks that. But anyway, about 15 years ago, there's a spin class going on at my gym. And there's a retired NHL enforcer. I won't name his name. I will say it's not Lyndon Byers before everyone speculates that. But spin class ends, the lights go on, He stands up, and right next to his bike, he just strips naked and walks the 75 feet to the locker room through the gym. There are kids there. There are women there. He has no shame in the world.
When was this?
About 15, maybe 20 years ago.
Hang on. Okay, it's Bob Probert. All right, I get it. I know exactly who that was.
All right, let's go to... hang on, I want to go to Jimmy in 1 second. All right, Jimmy, on line one, what's up, man? You are on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, Jimmy, don't say the name of the place. All right, just tell your story.
Rumor has it that there's a spray bar.
Can't say that. All right.
Let's this was your idea, Rich.
These people.
No one to blame but yourself.
My God.
It was. All right.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just end it on a high note.
Yeah. Can I leave the gym on a make?
I did see one time. I saw a guy actually fall off the treadmill before. Have you ever seen anyone fall off a treadmill?
I have.
Oh, it is.
It happened right next to me.
Dude, it's like
violent.
The earth shakes.
Yeah. It's awful.
Right. It's and it looks like it hurts like hell. So this guy was in the row in front of me, and he was about four people down. And, you know, I've got my headphones on. I'm watching whatever's on the TV screens. And even through my headphones that were cranked, you could hear the... And it feels like the ground shakes. And so, which made me like stop. And so I like pressed stop. The guy, I saw him enough to go head first and then get his shirt stuck in it. And I felt bad for the guy because you could hear the and it finally slows down because that little thing comes out of it and it, you know, the safety catch. And so when they came over to him, he said, "I'm sorry, I saw a spider and I tried to step on it." And that's why I fell off.
That's the worst part, the excuse afterwards, where you get up and everyone has seen you. I had a guy who had the treadmill at like six and a half miles an hour, and then for some reason hopped off of it and straddled the belt while it was still going to like change a song on his iPad or fix his headband or whatever, and then tried to jump back on. While the treadmill was going six and a half miles an hour, placed his foot wrong and landed face first on the belt and he carried him off.
Yeah, those
and that was the worst.
Those are no joke. Those are no. I mean, you come up, you fall off the treadmill and it is violent. All
right, that just gave me an idea. I just Googled treadmill fails and now I'm going to have my own version of treadmill porn. I'm not going to watch porn on a treadmill. I'm just, this is my porn here for the next 5 minutes during the stream. Just watching people falling off treadmills.
All right, I got to do one last one. I'm sorry. Line four. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey guys. First time, long time.
Thanks, man.
I used to work at a local YMCA and the position was actually called a building monitor. No joke. That was a real job. I was doing it while I was in college, but people used to have to ask me to kick other people out of the locker room because they would sneak in their underwear, wash it in the sink, and then hang it in the sauna to dry.
Oh.
Whoa. I don't think it would get dry in a sauna. That's a humid environment.
Yeah, moisture pretty much stays on, right?
Terrible, isn't it?
Yes. No, the sauna is not humid. No, it's like hot as hell. You think of the steam room.
It would actually be a
perfectly viable place to actually have drier clothes. So they would wash their underwear in the sink and then they would hang it. All right, well, that's just phenomenal. Then you know that things have gone, of course, downhill. All right, 617-779-0985. I mean, the tweets are insane, but we will, unless we get another really good one. But we had to cut off like half of our callers, so we will probably move on for this. There is a gentleman who released a 19-minute long song that we have to discuss. R. Kelly is basically doing something that he's going to have to end up giving to a court because the dude basically confesses to committing all sorts of crimes. We will do that in just a moment.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
.985 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. We have Hardy in this morning. Listen on the 98.5 of Sports Hub app and take us everywhere you go. Also, listen at home or in your office on your smart speaker. Just say, play 98.5 the Sports Hub, and voila, just like magic, we will be there for you. So there was a story that went around the internet about 2 days ago, and Twitter had a heyday with it. And we've seen stuff like this happen before, but this was the outrage, I guess, of the day, and that was a clip that had been making the rounds from a Cubs game. And in the clip, there was a ball that was hit foul, And right in the front row, near where the ball boy was a little kid in a Cubs uniform, and his mom's sitting right there. He's sitting on his mom's lap. And the ball boy gets the ball and just casually tosses it to the front row to where the little boy is. Now, the little boy reaches out, bobbles the ball. It's obviously thrown right to him. I mean, it's the front row. He's looking at the kid, throws it to him. The boy bobbles the ball, and he reaches down to get it, but it rolls underneath his seat, and behind him is this older dude wearing a Cubs uniform, and he grabs it and holds the ball up like, "Hey, look what I got," almost right in the kid's face, and then gives it to his wife, and his wife's like, "Woo!" And she like takes a picture of like, "Yeah." And meanwhile, the kid's sitting there kind of with his hands out like, "Hey, what about me?" So in that situation, how do you think the internet reacted?
Oh, they vilify the guy immediately.
Well, yeah. I mean, you should have seen some of the things that were being tweeted. It went from everything just being like, "Don't be this guy," which I agree. If a grown man, what pleasure is having that ball going to give you? I mean, Fred and I have disagreed about that. He's like, "It's my ball, I got it." But my whole thing is that, honestly, how is that going to change your life? If you give it to a kid around you, he's going to remember that forever. He's going to want that. He's going to tell all of his friends, "He got a ball, blah, blah, blah." It's a big deal. I don't care. Who cares if I have a ball? I'll give it to a kid. So everyone started criticizing this guy, and to the point where people were saying that he should have been escorted out of the game. People were finding out what his name was. They had released the guy's name. What a horrible a-hole he is. And surprise, surprise, believe it or not, the internet never tells the whole story, because after all of this backlash, a bunch of people who were sitting by the guy started tweeting and saying, "Hey, that guy," he goes, where's the first tweet? The first tweet was someone who came to this guy's defense and said that apparently in that seat, this ball boy was just throwing balls to them the entire time. He said he had already helped that kid get a ball. He gave two more away to kids. Also, he was being a good guy. TV got all of this wrong. And somebody said, "So were you the guy sitting there laughing as he took the ball and handed it to her?" And he goes, "No, I was sitting next to the boy, and the same fan helped him snag a ball a few innings before this." And someone said the other kid was the one who the same guy caught before this. I was sitting next to him. And then he said, "I've spoken with some people from the Cubs. The man who grabbed the ball on the widely seen video had actually already helped the little boy get a ball earlier. The young man has a game-used ball and a Javi Baez ball. All is well. This guy is okay, so let it go, people." So apparently, he had already given the ball to not only that kid, but another kid who was sitting near him. So on the third ball, he apparently gave it to his wife, and according to reports, the wife then gave that ball away. So they walked away with no balls. They had three balls sitting, that had come to them at some point, and he gave them all away. However, the internet quickly turned and went after this guy. They put his name out there. What a horrible human being it is. And you know what? To be quite honest, how many people are going to hear the follow-up to the story?
Not many.
Because everyone's going to know the clip, but how many people are going to hear the follow-up? And that right there is the problem with Twitter. And it's the problem with social media, how we take something without knowing the entire story, and we base everything, all of our hate and all of our anger, on one tiny little sliver of somebody's life that the camera happened to catch, and they base everything around it without knowing the full story. And it's one of those situations where we've learned this about Twitter, how, people, it's gotten to the point where someone will take an old joke that you made, something that might have been tasteless, and 10, 15 years ago. But since then, maybe you've grown as a human being. Maybe you've become a better person. Maybe you were brought up in a situation around people who are all, you're raised by horrible human beings who were bigots and who thought horrible and spoke in terms that were offensive. And that's just all you ever knew. But since then, maybe you've moved out and you've grown. There's a story that just happened with the director of Guardians of the Galaxy. His name is James Gunn. Now, James Gunn, back in the day, used to make movies for Troma. Who's Troma? Troma are like the Toxic Avenger,
yeah.
Class of Nukem High, like as low budget as you can get schlock shock horror movies. And his persona kind of matched the types of movies that they were. But since then, he has become a better person, judging by what everyone has said. He said, I'm not the guy I used to be. However, just recently, somebody went and found some tweets that he did like 10 years ago, and now Disney has fired him because of some of the things he said. Now, I don't think they were racist. They were just horribly offensive, bigoted jokes. And for that, he now no longer has a gig as one of the biggest directors, probably in the game right now. If he's directing Marvel movies, he's got to be one of the biggest directors out there. So we're at the point where your worst moment now defines who you are. And it was kind of an interesting thing that all the actors from Guardians of the Galaxy have now come out and said he couldn't have been a better, more caring and warm person. He's already addressed some of these things before in the past and saying that he's learned how to be a better person. And, you know, through his experience with the types of people he was joking about, he obviously has learned and he's changed his ways. And Bobcat Goldthwait, you know him?
Yeah.
You know, obviously from the Police Academy movies, he was kind of like a shocky comedian back in the day. Well, he wrote a letter to Disney saying, okay, well, if you're going to fire James Gunn, then I want you to go ahead and take my voice out of all of your cartoons that I've done voiceover work for. He was like the voice of like someone for the Hercules movie. And on some of the rides out there, his voice is heard. And he goes, I want you to take my voice away because I have done some reprehensible things in my past. If this is the standard that we are going to live by,
right,
anything that you've done back in the day,
no one can live up to that.
Right, is going to come back, then I want you to remove my voice from that just to save you any future shame. And so a bunch of people are now coming out and saying that. But that's where we are. We look at moments and not know the entire context, and we're quick to damn people just because of the small amount of some sort of part of someone's life that we see. And we're at the point where your worst moment now defines who you are. And that's the most shocking, and that's the scariest thing about social media, and it's definitely the scariest thing about Twitter. You can argue that Twitter sometimes shows, you know, who you truly are, but I think that there's people being crucified for what they wrote when they were 17 years old. Who the hell is the same person now? Like, if you're like a 30s and 40s, are you the same person that you were when you were 17?
I would argue that Twitter doesn't show anyone who they truly are. Twitter is very freeing in that you could be anyone or anything or say anything if you're not a public figure. You know what I'm saying?
Every
the
day.
Tweets that you, before you become a public figure, are now fair game. You're operating under two different sets of rules, one early in your life and one later. Dante DiVincenzo, the kid from Villanova, who was the final most outstanding player of the Final Four. They dug back into his Twitter account, mentions and Twitter stuff he tweeted when he was 17 or 18, horribly racist stuff. But that was before he started lighting people up and became a first-round draft pick. I mean, there are two different ways of looking at things. If you are not a public figure and you tweet without any fear of retribution, and that's basically what Twitter is for the people not in the public eye, it's very freeing. You can do anything or say anything.
Every day I thank God that Twitter and Facebook was not around when I was 14 years old.
Sure. We were all dumbasses back then.
I mean, think about it.
Seriously.
Think about some of the dumb stuff you did with your buddies that could have completely backfired if you would have put it out there. And you would have. You wanted the world to know, hey, look at me. I'm a badass. I'm living on the edge. When you're trying to figure out who you are, what kind of personality you want to try on for your high school years or your middle school years. Just thank God that's not around, because now it's at the point where you have people searching for your worst moment. And someone, I just got a tweet. Someone says, my question is, how miserable are the people in life to sit around and dig up these tweets? What do they get out of it? Honestly, like, what do you get? Some sort of kick that you got some person fired and you've ruined someone's life because of something they said years ago and they're a changed person? I don't know.
I don't think you're righting any wrong at that point. You're not, bringing justice to any situation. You're just, like you said, bringing up, a bad moment or a bad series of moments from somebody's past to, try and undo what, they've turned into or what they're doing now. So no, you wouldn't, it doesn't feel like you're making the situation right when you do that.
So just be careful when you see something on the internet and ask yourself, is this the whole story? Do I know everything? Do I know every part of this? Am I fully informed before I sit here and I criticize somebody else? Because it all comes back around. If you're going to be that guy and you're going to do that, karma's got a way of coming back and getting you. I think everybody at some point is going to have some awful moment of theirs for all of the world to see. And I just want, before you start damning people, to realize that, you know what? My worst moment might end up somehow finding a way, and then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? All right, sorry, this is my little rant I wanted to go on. I found that story yesterday to be completely fascinating. Now that everyone knows the true story. All right, 617-779-0985. We have the guy who sat down with Jimmy Garoppolo. some interesting stuff about the dynamic between him and Tom Brady. We will have him on in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub.